This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Happy Thanksgiving. Millions of us are traveling for the holiday to be with family and friends again after the pandemic interrupted the holiday for many last year. The AP's Mike Hempen.
The number of air travelers this week is expected to approach or even exceed pre-pandemic levels. AAA predicts that 48.3 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home over the holiday period. That's an increase of nearly 4 million from last year, despite sharply higher gasoline prices. More than 2.2 million travelers streamed through airport checkpoints last Friday, the busiest day since the pandemic devastated travel early last year.
The pandemic also hit New York City's iconic Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade very hard last year. Spectators were banned, but the parade will be back this morning, and so will the spectators. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We are pumped up to see the balloons pumped up. This is really one of the very best things that happens all year in New York City.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Police in Los Angeles are searching for the thieves who rushed into a Nordstrom last night in Canoga Park near Los Angeles and sprayed the security guard with a chemical, then ran off with some pricey purses. It's another one of those organized retail thefts that have hit high-end stores. Attorneys for the three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery say there will be appeals and other legal motions. All three men face a mandatory sentence of life in prison. The judge will decide whether they can ever be paroled. Ahmaud Arbery's father, Marcus, says nobody should die the way his son did.
We don't want to see nobody go through this.
Amen.
I wouldn't want to see no daddy watch the kid get lynched and shot down like that.
No sentencing date set yet for the three convicted men. This is AP News. The Justice Department is prioritizing the prosecution of unruly airline passengers.
Attorney General Merrick Garland issued a memo Wednesday directing U.S. attorneys across the country to aggressively prosecute violent passengers who assault crew members or endanger the safety of other passengers aboard commercial flights. The directive comes amid a surge of unruly behavior aboard flights in 2021. The Federal Aviation Administration said earlier this month it had launched 950 investigations into passenger behavior on flights this year, the highest total since it started keeping track in 1995. Airlines have reported more than 5,000 incidents involving unruly passengers this year. More than 3,600 of those incidents involved people who refused to wear face masks as required by federal regulation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
New home sales edged up 0.4% last month. Prices are continuing to climb. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.